T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Off the Top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. And off the top, we have two issues: Ron's well-being, which I like to check in on at the top of every show, and also the Penguinis from last night. So first, Ron, how are you?
Joe, I'm a little better than the Penguinis are. I'm actually having a good day. It's a Friday. Nothing wrong with a Friday, right? So I'm looking forward. The weather's out. It's nice. The sun's shining. So I'm doing very good today. How about you?
Very good. Rarely do I take a shower before the show, but I had a haircut yesterday, which was one cleansing experience, then a car wash, and now a pre-show shower. Ron, I'm energized today. I feel like a new man. I'm in a great place today, at least so far. It's what, 10:02? I'm in
really,
a great place right now.
Really early, though. I mean, it's really early. Yeah. I'm going to give yourself some time to, you know, become you.
It might not take long today. Ron, that was an unbelievably, I'm trying to think in the mind and heart of a Penguins fan. And if I were a diehard Penguins fan, that would have been an unbelievably galling loss last night. Just gut-wrenching, infuriating to see Tom Wilson, the guy who runs around and hits and hurts Penguins from time to time, scoring the winning goal, the power play not making him pay for his hit on Jankowski. Just an incredibly galling loss, and it looked like they were going to get at least a point out of it. It looked like an emotional comeback. The Tanev shorthanded goal, big game against the Capitals, a team that's been reeling. It was looking good at 2-2, and then all of a sudden, and to me, I'm going to ask you, coming up, as I always do, the story of the game, like the headline on the game. To me, I don't have any question on what the headline of the game is, and it's not Tom Wilson's hit. And it's not the power play, and it's not anything else. It's the fourth line and Drew O'Connor and taking a penalty with 9 minutes left in a game. A terrible, terrible penalty with four guys surrounding Kuznetsov. I took a screenshot of it. There's no reason for him to do that. I don't know if there's a reason for this fourth line to be on the ice with 9 minutes left in a game like that. Drew O'Connor, I don't think it should be in the NHL right now. He should be in Wilkes-Barre. They have to fix the fourth line, in my opinion. That's the biggest issue on this team as they go into 14 games in 23 days. I would venture to say the Penguins have never played 14 games in 23 days. It's unbelievable. And they're going to need depth, and they're going to need a fourth line. The Hippocratic Oath is what the fourth line should take. I think that's what it's called, where a doctor says, do no harm. That's number one, is do no harm. Forget if you can't score or you really don't have an identity like this fourth line, then just at least don't screw it up. And not only was O'Connor minus one in the game, he also took a brutal penalty that killed momentum, killed their chance to get a point.
Wow. I was hoping you'd come to me to give me a take on this here. You said a mouthful there, Joe. All the things you said are true, but some of the other things that you dismissed also were factors. The power play was horrendous. Again, it's, you know, one of those nights you think they're coming out of it and then they don't shoot. Well, they have four power plays and had four shots on goal. That's inexcusable. They had some really bad puck luck last night. Twice, not once, but twice, Letang's stick breaks. And it leads to two different goals. And, you know, I know the Penguins screwed it up by not wanting the forwards getting the stick to the defenseman, Letang. You know, most of the goals happen right around the net. You'd rather have a guy higher out on the ice, not having a stick. So they screwed that up, but they had a couple real bad breaks. You know, they were due for one of these games. They, you know, they've come back a lot all season. They were due to have a couple bad breaks go against them. I'm not discouraged by it, but it is significant because, you know, they were in the playoffs as of yesterday before the game, and then they lose one game, and now they're on the outside looking in. I know there's a lot of hockey left, but these games are so important, and it would have been nice to at least get a point out of it. But O'Connor's penalty was stupid. You're right. Absolutely. But the power play has to do better than what it did for the Penguins.
Yeah, I mentioned that at the top. I mean, they didn't make Wilson pay. Certainly not dismissing that, but you're not going to have power play goals every game. They had the Capitals right where they wanted them. It's where the Penguins are very comfortable at 2-2. I don't know why Sully has his fourth line on the ice against the other team's top line with 9 minutes left in a 2-2 game, honestly. And then that's just brutal. And I think this guy, he's not ready yet. Drew O'Connor's not ready yet. And I don't know when Evan Rodriguez is coming back. I don't know when McCann, I guess, next game. Like, isn't that a question, too? Why didn't McCann play in this game?
I guess
if it was a playoff game, would he have played?
Well, it almost felt like a playoff game, didn't it? All these games are so important.
They all are.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if they feel like he needs one more practice. I don't know how, you know, if he was cleared, does that mean he's actually ready to go? I don't know. I assume not because he didn't play. But he'll certainly be a step up, you would think, once they get him back. I assume, you know, because he has been cleared, that'll happen tomorrow night when they get on Long Island.
Yeah, to me, if you're cleared for contact, you're ready to play, I would think. And if it was a playoff game, and every night pretty much is in this division, they can't go on with this fourth line. I'm sorry, something needs to happen. I happen to think something will happen. I think O'Connor will get sent down, and I think they'll bring somebody in. You have 14 games in the next 23 days. You better be able to roll four lines. And this one can't be trusted. It's done nothing. And last night did great harm. For everything else that happened, the game was there for the taking, and the Penguins had all the momentum in that game. And it was wrecked by a terrible penalty. And I know you're allowed to kill the penalty after that and all of that. Simply can't happen. Period. For me, how would you fix this fourth line situation?
Well,
you got a lot of games coming up.
Yeah, you know, getting McCann back, I think, will be a big part of it. You know, that'll help. You know, they're getting closer to full strength. I mean, Aston Reese is back. He had kind of a quiet night last night, but he's been making his mark. So I think once you get guys healthy again, you're going to see, especially McCann, he'll be able to step in and I would think help that line out.
Yeah, I mean, anything right now would be an upgrade. Just no identity, really. I mean, the whole line. And I hate to start with the fourth line, but I think to me, that's the story right now. That's what's fixable for the Penguins going into this stretch of games. And then the power play last night, a lot of zone time. What were you going to say, Ron?
You know, I agree with you about the fourth line, but did you notice Sidney at all last night? I didn't. I didn't notice him. He was a minus two. Did you notice Malkin a lot last night? He was a minus two. He had three shots on goal. I didn't notice really either one of those guys, especially Sidney. I thought it was a real quiet night for him. Gensel continues to do well. How about his goal last night? That was a spectacular power move goal. We were talking the other day about who's the next wave of stars in Pittsburgh. I absolutely believe Jake Gensel's going to be one of the next stars. But I didn't notice much from Crosby and Malkin last night, especially Sid.
Yeah, not at even strength a whole lot, but that's why you have a fourth line. They're not going to have it every single night. You have to have contributions elsewhere and at least not people bringing your team down. And
well, yeah, but Joe, but I get it, even strength, but Crosby Malkin are on the power play, which did nothing last night,
right,
too.
Exactly. Yes, I've made that clear. But the fourth line stinks, and you better have one moving ahead. I think at some point it's an issue that you need to talk about. Maybe to you it's not the biggest one. I'm sure to a lot of people it's not the biggest one, but it was a 2-2 game with 9 minutes left, and the Penguins had all the momentum, and a guy took a terrible penalty, and they lose the game. To me, that's the story of the game. But so is the Wilson hit. Power play, fourth line, bad penalty, and then we have the Wilson hit. What'd you think of that?
You know, I've seen worse. You know, it's always up to the discretion of the referee. If they'd have given him a five-minute major, you know, I don't think I would have blinked, but I really didn't have a problem with just the interference penalty. It was late. It was way late. It wasn't high, though. It wasn't a headshot. You know, 2 minutes, okay. If they'd have called it 5 minutes, I'd have been okay with it. You know, CC got a little bit of revenge later. He put a nice shoulder check into Wilson, which was absolutely a clean hit. So, I mean, it's always, you know, the referees have the discretion to call it the way, you know, different referees interpret it different ways. I didn't have a major problem with a minor there. I thought it could have been a major, could have been a minor. He called it a minor.
I'm mostly with you there. It was definitely late. It was the definition
absolutely
of late. I heard Colby Armstrong after the game saying anything after 0.8 seconds is late. When you go through it real time, it looks like exactly one to me. But I'm with you. I thought there was some overreaction to it, quite frankly, around town. When Wilson is on the ice, you better be aware of it. I mean, I see people saying, you know, Jankowski had no idea he was about to get hit. What? Tom Wilson's on the ice. Everybody should be thinking I could be hit and hit late, hit from behind. I had way more of a problem with Wilson's hit from behind on Gensel in the last game. I thought that was a dirty shot right to the spine, and it was late in the slot there. I don't know if you saw that one in the last game. That, to me, was a worse hit than this. I know Jay Caulfield felt like it should have been a misconduct. It was a little hard to read. Bibbs, I think he was okay with the way it was called. He said it was clean but late. I'm with you. I didn't have a major problem with that, but I think it leads to a bigger question, is dealing with Tom Wilson. And I wonder how fans feel about that. Like, is it a turn-the-other-cheek situation with him? Is it just let him do what he does and make him pay on the power play? Or does part of you out there really want to see some revenge extracted on him, or exacted on him, I should say, when stuff like that happens? Or would you like somebody in this lineup who goes after other players on that team the way that he goes after Penguins? I mean, he's got a long history with the Penguins. I'm curious about that, Ron, because there's, whenever you're watching a game, if you're a fan, I think there's a thirst for revenge. There's a thirst for, if he does that to our guys, why don't we have anybody who does that to their guys? And I realize there's risks in that, because the Capitals have potentially a great power play too. This year they do have a great power play. But I know that people would, I think a lot of people would love to see somebody in this lineup who does unto them what Wilson does to the Penguins.
Oh, you're absolutely right. People want to see that, but I don't know that that makes it right, Joe. You know, there's so much at stake here. You take those penalties. They got a penalty. They got a penalty. You make Tom Wilson pay, you know, while he's in the box by scoring. You know, and it's funny, you know, when before these two games, the first, what are they played Capitals six times now? After the first four, I said, man, we were talking about how it seems like it's a different game. At least I did. I didn't notice Tom Wilson running around at people. Obviously, he picked it back up these last couple games. But I don't think you change your whole game and your whole approach based on what Tom Wilson is doing. Does that mean people would love to see it, though? Oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, I'm not going to be silly and think that people wouldn't love to see it. I just don't know that it's the right approach to it, Joe. I don't believe it is. I think you make them pay on the scoreboard. That has always been my belief. But I know a lot of people feel differently about that.
I like having people in your lineup who deliver big hits. I do. And even when the Penguins were the, quote, turn-the-other-cheek team winning cups, you had to keep your eye on Chris Kunitz. I can tell you that. You had to keep your eye on Patrick Hornquist. Ian Cole would hit you. I wouldn't mind seeing
Benino.
Somebody like that. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing somebody like that in the Penguins lineup. I wouldn't mind. Now, does it have to be Ryan Reeves? I don't think it has to be that. But I would bet you people out there would love to see somebody go after Wilson or go after Capitals the way that he does.
I'm not going to take that bet because you're absolutely right.
412-928-9370, 928-9370. We have Jeff Capel talk coming up. He was on his show last night on this station, sort of addressing what happened with Audis Tony and Xavier Johnson leaving within 25 hours of each other. We'll get to that as well. But in the meantime, It's Tom Wilson. It's Penguins. It's how do you fix the fourth line. It's everything that happened last night in the state of the Penguins right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.